Today's show is brought to you by the best-selling book, The Dog Cancer Survival Guide, full-spectrum treatments to optimize your dog's life quality and longevity. It's available everywhere books are sold, in both paperback and digital editions, and on the publisher's website at dogcancerbook.com. Use coupon code PODCAST on that website to get 10% off the Dog Cancer Survival Guide today.
They become like little organs, like little aliens with their own little circulatory system, and then you're feeding the cancers in that way.
Welcome to Dog Cancer Answers, where we help you help your dog with cancer. Here's your host, James Jacobson.
Hello, friend, and thank you for joining us today. Today, we are taking a listener question about cold laser therapy, and we're asking Dr. Damian Dressler, who is co-author of the Dog Cancer Survival Guide, to help us with the answer. Joining us once again, Dr. Dressler, as we go into our listener mailbag / voicemail bag. This is a call from Vicki in Colorado.
Hi, my name is Vicki and I'm in Colorado. I have a dog with lung cancer and I'm treating her with a holistic vet who's working with me. And she has recommended that I give her a cold laser therapy treatment, which she says she's had good luck with in the past. I know there's some controversy regarding that, whether it makes it get worse or whether it helps. And I was wondering if any of the doctors there would have any experience or information regarding this question. I don't want to make my dog worse, so I'd really like to know before I make a choice in the matter. So if somebody could help me, I would appreciate that.
So, Dr. Dressler, what are your thoughts about cold laser treatment?
Yeah, so the problem with this is that the terminology is complicated. So, first of all, there's different cold laser units. So the idea is a blood flow stimulation, right? And that can have pros and cons, and you don't know until you try. That's the first thing. So what's the argument pro? Well, the argument for the use of a circulatory enhancement therapy would be your oxygenation. Cancers do well with low oxygen environments, then you oxygenate the space, and then you hopefully will tend to limit the growth of the cancer cells. So that's the argument for. Now, the problem is that you also, when you've got a well-vascularized tumor, the cancer cells, first of all, do use some oxygen, and they certainly use glucose, which is in the blood, and they can sort of capture the circulatory pipeline in such a way that when there is increased blood flow, they are benefiting because they're well vascularized themselves. So they become like little organs, like little aliens with their own little circulatory system. And then you're feeding the cancers in that way. So it really depends on how much vascular supply the cancer has. For poorly vascular tumors, increased circulation in the surrounding tissue is beneficial.
Lung cancer?
It depends on the tumor. And you need a CT scan for that because you can't tell the degree of vascularization around the tumor. And typically people who are doing, like veterinarians who are only offering things like quote unquote holistic health, whatever that means, are not going to be doing things like CTs to answer these questions. That's the first thing. So let's make an assumption that that's correct, that CT is not happening, and you are not going to be able to ascertain how vascular this tumor is. Because if you could, if it is a highly vascular tumor, cold therapy, I would recommend against. If it's not highly vascular, I'd recommend for. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is the cold laser therapy themselves can vary. So the penetration is a big deal. So one thing to ask your veterinarian who's administering this is, what's the therapeutic range? What is the distance from the tip of the cold laser that that unit can penetrate in the context of where this tumor is located? That's a very important question. Because, first of all, if the answer is I don't know, then it's, as far as I'm concerned, kind of quackery. If you don't know what you're doing, you're not doing something properly, I believe. If you don't know how deep that thing goes and you don't know where the tumor is in the body and you can't answer the question, is the tumor within the range of this particular device? Well, then you're playing around, right? So that's one question to ask. And then the second question to ask would be, How many lung tumors have you treated with this? What type of lung tumors were they? Can you give me a number that where it slowed the disease, stopped the disease, or caused a regression? What percent about? And then can you give me a number where it had no effect? And can you give me a number of side effects? And what are those? Ask these questions.
Those are great questions. And also the idea of like getting a CAT scan. Obviously, a CAT scan is not all that available. And as you point out, probably not from a veterinarian who is using cold laser, but
no, and you know, I don't have a CT in my place either.
Right. But Vicky's in Colorado, so it's
right. Only- so you can do that. And you know, and some people don't want to do that for a variety of reasons. I get it. That's fine. But that tool will help you answer the question about the degree of vascularity in there.
Okay.
Which is relates to the question that was asked, whether or not to use it. But very fundamentally, since that information may not be available, I would be asking the other questions that are very specific and see what the answers are. You'll immediately get an idea, because if the veterinarian starts getting sort of, that is telling, because it means they don't know, okay? And usually that's connected with, I'm not quite confident. And that's useful to know. And particularly the question, what are the side effects exactly and how frequently do they come up?
So is cold laser something that you would ever consider using?
I've tried it. I think it's generally a bit Mickey Mouse for cancer treatments. I'm not impressed at all with it. Some little sensitive, usually white dogs.
With You're looking people. At me because I have a Maltese.
No, really. Little white dogs. Little white dogs with orthopedic problems benefit from cold laser. I'm kidding with white, but little sensitive dogs where when you put it on a leg, the therapeutic range of the device can penetrate the little itty bitty toothpick leg. Mm-hmm. The dog's sensitive so it can feel the difference. Yeah.
Okay.
Cold laser makes sense with those guys. You try to put a cold laser on the back of an amstaff trying to get to its disc. It's okay. Like, that's not happening.
Okay. But again, it's not really designed. It's not commonly used for cancer.
No, not as far as I know.
Okay.
No, and I've tried it on myself too. I wasn't impressed.
Okay. But you weren't using it for cancer.
No.
Okay. Well, Dr. Dressler, thank you. Vicky, thank you for your call. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
And now a message from your dog.
Every day with you is like a day at the beach. And I want as many beach days as possible. I want to run and sniff and find a good stick to carry. I want to roll in the grass and warm my belly in the sun. I want to walk with you, run with you, sleep with you, eat with you. And when I eat with you, I want Everpup. The green, grassy, beef liver spiked smell wakes my senses. You may not realize this, but it tastes like homemade gravy, especially when you wet it. It infuses any food you give me with health and life and vibrancy. I can feel it, Everpup, traveling to every cell in my body, nourishing each one. Does it roll back time? Of course not, not really, but it helps me feel like I'm on top of the world. I'm so glad you're giving it to me every day, because every day I'm so glad to be with you. I'm so grateful to be your dog. And for the Everpup you give me.
So now that you know what your dog wants, get Everpup, the ultimate dog supplement. Everpup is available in select pet shops and on Amazon. But to get the best price possible, join the Everpup Club at everpupclub.com, where you'll get your first jar for just $8 with free shipping anywhere in the U.S. Go to everpupclub.com and use the discount code DPN. That is everpupclub.com. Everpup, every day.
If your dog has cancer, you need to get a copy of the best-selling animal health book, The Dog Cancer Survival Guide. Because no matter what you've heard, there are always steps that you can take to help your dog fight and maybe even beat cancer. At nearly 500 pages, this comprehensive guide is your complete reference for practical, evidence-based strategies that can optimize the life quality and longevity of your dog. It's written by two of the most respected names in dog cancer, full-spectrum veterinarian Damian Dressler and veterinary oncologist Susan Ettinger. With the Dog Cancer Survival Guide, you'll learn everything that you need to know about conventional treatments, surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation, including how to reduce their side effects. You'll also discover the most effective non-conventional options, including nutraceuticals and supplements and diet, as well as mind-body medicine. What I love most about this book, which I've used with my own dog, Kanga, when she was diagnosed with cancer, is how to analyze the options and develop a specific plan for your own dog based on your dog's type of cancer and your dog's age, your financial budget, as well as your personality. You can get the Dog Cancer Survival Guide wherever books are sold, but if you get it direct from the publisher, you will save 10% when you use the offer code, especially for listeners of this podcast. Just go to dogcancerbook.com, and when you check out, use the promo code podcast, and you will save 10%. The website again, dogcancerbook.com, and use the promo code podcast to save 10%. I want to let you know about an important newsletter. It's called Dog Cancer News. Now, with a name like that, it is not for everyone. But if your dog has cancer, you will want to subscribe. That's because every issue features articles that will be helpful, such as low-carb dog cancer diet recipes, new clinical trials, financial resources to help pay for cancer care, information on supplements, and lots of other helpful info that your veterinarian may not know or have the time to share with you. Also, when you subscribe to Dog Cancer News, you will get a weekly update on the topics covered on this podcast, along with links and resources. So how much does Dog Cancer News cost? Well, today, you can subscribe for free. It's our gift. For a limited time, you can get a full year's subscription for free, no strings attached. Just go to this website to sign up for the newsletter now, dogcancernews.com. It takes less than 10 seconds to subscribe, and it is totally free. Do it now at dogcancernews.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
And thank you for listening to Dog Cancer Answers. I want to let you know that our team works very hard to prepare the show notes for each and every episode. So please check them out in your podcast app. There's lots of useful information and resources. The notes are in your podcast app, or you can find them on our website at dogcanceranswers.com. Also, in terms of really helpful things, if you have a dog with cancer, we have a sensational private support group. It's on Facebook, and you can find it and join it for free by going to this URL. It's dogcancersupport.com. That's dogcancersupport.com, and it will redirect you to our private Facebook group. If you have a question for one of our veterinarians, just like Vicky did today, you can get your question answered on a future podcast. Just call our listener line. That phone number is 808-868-3200. Again, 808-868-3200, and leave a message. Be sure to subscribe to Dog Cancer Answers and follow this podcast in your podcast app of choice so that you never miss an episode. Again, thanks for hitting the play button today. Until next time, I'm James Jacobson. And from all of us here at Dog Podcast Network, we wish you and your dog a very warm aloha.
Thank you for listening to Dog Cancer Answers. If you'd like to connect, please visit our website at dogcanceranswers.com or call our listener line at 808-868-3200. And here's a friendly reminder that you probably already know. This podcast is provided for informational and educational purposes only. It's not meant to take the place of the advice you receive from your dog's veterinarian. Only veterinarians who examine your dog can give you veterinary advice or diagnose your dog's medical condition. Your reliance on the information you hear on this podcast is solely at your own risk. If your dog has a specific health problem, contact your veterinarian. Also, please keep in mind that veterinary information can change rapidly. Therefore, some information may be out of date. Dog Cancer Answers is a presentation of Maui Media in association with Dog Podcast Network. T-cell infusions for lymphoma in dogs is a really interesting experimental treatment. But is it right for Mariana's dog, Hoya? Veterinary oncologist Dr. Megan Duffy is on Dog Cancer Answers, parsing out the pros and cons of such a tiny dog getting such a big treatment. That's on Dog Cancer Answers. Get it wherever you get your podcasts or at dogcancer.com/podcast.